It's Mo Jamal, the general manager of the Old Grizzlies.
Mo, as we get into the month of January and the new year here, obviously it's a busy time of year, and with the landscape in junior hockey, there's always going to be lots of moves this week. So let's start just with you know, what the Old Grizzlies were able to do here this week in terms of player movement.
Yeah, thanks, Galen. I mean, trade deadline just passed about 15 minutes ago, so we're kind of looking to the forward to the second half of the year. Obviously, some tough moves. Hunter Motley, our captain, great soldier, just a great human being. You know, needed a chance to, I think, play on a team that was going to compete for a playoff spot. We really wanted to do what was right for him in his last year of junior hockey here, and felt like it was a good time to move him on. You know, we've kind of obviously got a very young roster now. We have no 20s left. To 3-19s, and we're going to kind of see how the young guys perform here, see what they have, and we're excited about what that's left us from that spot. Obviously, Johnny leaving today and kind of finding him a home out east there, giving a chance for a goalie, Cole Perluski, that we're very familiar with, to come in from the CIHA Academy, where we had Tyson and I both had him there, and see where he can go in his junior start. Corbin, I think, needs to continue to play to get better at this level. And so it gives a couple young guys in the net to get an opportunity, and we're excited to see what they can kind of do for us.
You bet. You've got a couple other forwards that have arrived recently as well. Brody Hankel's rights at move on, and you get Noah Kelly in here. Tell us a little bit about Noah.
Yeah, so we're excited to have Noah, really skilled and talented player. Obviously going to get a chance to, you know, play in an offensive role and also on our special teams with our power play unit and stuff. Again, have had a chance to watch Noah a lot of seasons through the Edge Academy, and really liked his game, plays with a bit of an edge, and can certainly score. Probably one of the things we wanted to kind of add to our group for next year is a bit more scoring. We really feel we've done a good job in revamping our D-core, although a couple guys injured a little bit long-term right now. But I think with the addition of Noah here and continue to try to add some offense to our group, we're excited to have him.
You bet. Nan Bobel also has come in here and shown some spark in his games here as part of this homestand this week. What do you like about Nan?
Yeah, so Nan was with us earlier in the year, unfortunately suffered a pretty long-term injury, went back home, has rehabbed. Once we had a couple of the moves made, we had some room to bring him back in. And Nan, same thing. We're continuing to trying to build our top six and trying to have some offensive help, and Nan can certainly do that. He's kind of proven that he can put up points at every level he's played at. Obviously, size for him is going to be the question, and can he sustain the physical play that the AJHL brings? And again, we wanted to find that out this season to see what he can do for us, and we're excited to see him in the last 20 or so games to see what he has for us.
You bet. Your top line busted out offensively the other night. David Hoy with his first three-point game in this league, and then Jordan St. Louis and Ryder Rydell continue to shine here, and they both had their first four-point games in this league. Just how exciting has it been having that trio be part of the team this season?
Yeah, I think the exciting thing for Tyson and myself has really become in this league, it with opportunity, with some structure and with some coaching and just player buy-in, you're always excited to see what guys can do when their roles are elevated, right? So, yeah, just to see those guys, you know, some nights it just seems like it doesn't go in for them, but that was a great night where a lot of things came together, and we're excited to see that. And I think they're great players, and with continued opportunity for them higher up in the lineup, we're hoping to see continued success from them.
You bet. And obviously, St. Louis is from Airdrie, Rydell's from Didsbury, Sanderman's from Three Hills. You guys continue to work in some local players. How important is that going forward, Mo?
Yeah, I really think it's the key to where the team needs to go and where it wants to go. With the hockey landscape the way it is right now, focusing on good Alberta talent, especially coming up in the 07, 08, 09 group, Alberta perennially has been very strong at the lower levels and the midgets and U18 levels and things like that. And so we're excited now to be in the AJHL in a core age group that Tyson and I are very familiar with. And we know how strong hockey Alberta has been in that age groups, and we're excited to see what we can continue to build for next year. And so local talent in and around here, close to where we are, is always going to be our primary goal. We always want to make our team the best it can obviously be, and if we can do that with some local talent, that's really exciting for us.
you bet. We do still have over 20 games left in the regular season. So what's your message for the community is, there's still opportunities to see some great entertainment down the stretch here.
Yeah, by no means. I think in past years that after the trade deadline, it's kind of mail it in. That is not our expectation. We expect this group of kids to battle every single night, make games competitive, show that they can play at this level. And honestly, it's fighting for next season, right? We know we're out of a considerable playoff spot right now, but we expect our group to battle, and guys that want to be here next year are going to show us what they can do this year to earn those spots for next year. So we expect nothing less. Our coaching staff knows our expectations is we're going to try to win every game we can down the stretch here and be competitive in every game.
You bet. And for tickets and or opportunities for season tickets, where can people find that information?
Yeah, we'd love the support down the stretch here. Obviously, just a few home games remaining after this one tonight. And, hopefully we can kind of do that. Our website's the easiest place to get that done, and oldsgrizzlies.ca. So.
Excellent. We'll keep her going, Mo. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Galen. Have a great one.